In this bulletin, coronavirus continues to spread with at least 16 deaths in Iran. Egypt's former president, Hosni Mubarak, dies aged 91. And the Tokyo Olympics potentially under threat from the coronavirus. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Iran is struggling to control an outbreak of coronavirus, which has so far killed at least 15 people. The country's deputy health minister and another MP have both tested positive. Iran has 95 reported cases, but the actual number is thought to be higher. Kianush Janapour from Iran's health ministry is predicting the virus will continue to spread.
The disease will continue to spread across various provinces, even in provinces that it hasn't yet been seen, its trace is likely to appear soon, at least in most provinces. And the graph of infected people will be ascending.
The United States is concerned Iran could be downplaying the extent of the outbreak. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says transparency is essential.
The United States is deeply concerned by information indicating the Iranian regime may have suppressed vital details about the outbreak in that country. As of yesterday afternoon, Iran was second only to China in coronavirus deaths. All nations, including Iran, should tell the truth about the coronavirus and cooperate with international aid organizations.
The World Health Organization's concerned about the rapid spread of coronavirus in Iran, South Korea and Italy. Italy has had 10 confirmed deaths and 322 cases of the virus. Spain's health minister says all guests staying at a hotel where two Italian tourists tested positive for coronavirus are being examined by doctors. The tests at the hotel in the Canary Island of Tenerife are expected to take several days. Health Minister Salvador Illa says the country has three active cases of coronavirus.
There is no transmission in Spain at this moment. It can happen in the coming days, but today there is no transmission in Spain of the virus. We have three imported cases from Italy, two in Tenerife, one in Barcelona, and we are currently applying our protocol.
And Japan's health minister Katsunobu Kato is calling for the public to step up prevention and safety efforts to tackle the coronavirus. The government has announced a series of measures to reduce its spread, including more hospital resources, urging people to wash their hands and avoid going out if they're feeling ill. The government is also encouraging companies to allow employees to work from home. Japan is due to host the Olympics in July, and there are concerns the event is in jeopardy if the virus is not under control within the next few months. The country has at least 850 cases, the third highest number behind China and South Korea. Minister Kato says he's focused on immediate health priorities, not on the Tokyo Olympics.
You mentioned the Tokyo Olympics, but we're talking about the present. Tokyo Olympics is in July, so now is not the time to say this or that about the situation. The basic policy is a request for action to be taken right away at the present moment.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died in a hospital in Cairo, aged 91. Mr. Mubarak spent 30 years in office before being ousted by the military during the 2011 Arab Spring. He was jailed after the uprising for being complicit in the killing of protesters during the revolution, but was freed in 2017 after the conviction was overturned. Many Egyptian citizens, such as Shirin Sayed, says he leaves behind a complex legacy.
He was a strong president and gave Egypt and the Egyptian people standing in other countries. But we also have some bad memories, including the privatization of public sector companies, the illnesses that spread during his time, and the rampant corruption that took place. Unfortunately, these are the memories that affected his tenure.
A union that represents opera singers reportedly tried to negotiate a secret financial agreement with Placido Domingo as it prepared to release the findings of an investigation that found the opera superstar had engaged in inappropriate activity with women. The New York Times is reporting the American Guild of Musical Artists was to limit its public statements about its investigation in return for Mr. Domingo paying the union $500,000. The Times claims the deal fell through after the details were leaked. The union found Placido Domingo engaged in inappropriate activity ranging from flirtation to sexual advances in and outside of the workplace. Placido Domingo has released a statement saying he has reflected on the allegations multiple women have made against him and says he's truly sorry for the hurt he has caused them. The Los Angeles Opera is conducting its own investigation into Domingo and has not revealed whether it will make its findings public. Rugby league legend Don Furness Sr. has died aged 87. Canberra's former head coach passed away on Monday night following a period of illness. He's being remembered by Raiders chairman Alan Hawke, who described him as an exemplary coach. The weather now for the rest of today, a possible storm in Perth, 31. In Adelaide, partly cloudy, it's 22 degrees. In Melbourne, a shower or two, a windy 19 degrees at the moment. In Hobart, there are also showers, 17 degrees. Possible shower in Canberra, a windy day, 30. In Wollongong, a possible storm with a gusty cool change at 33. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. 30 degrees for you in Brisbane with a possible shower. Showers also for Cairns with a storm, 32 degrees, and much the same for Darwin, 33. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.